Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Orange Juice News and Notes from around the world of insoles. I'm your host today, Owen, and we have our co-host, Marsha. Yes, we are both Kinois, mother and son. Marsha's the mother, that is, and I'm the son. But today we're bringing you a very special episode, just in the sense that we're going to cover our insoles in detail and answer the Orange Insoles hotline. So we get a lot of questions on our insoles, and we're going to go over some of the most common questions that we receive, whether that's just in our chat box, through email, on the phone, in stores, whatever it may be.
I love it. Also, speaking of hotline, I'd like to point out my hat, Detroit Tigers, are still on the hotline killing it. I'd also like to point out, I did a kickback shirt today. I'm wearing my Okemos lacrosse shirt. Both Owen and his sister played there. I dug this out of the closet today. I was feeling kind of badass as I was out doing landscaping this morning. So I'm like, oh, wait, I'm wearing this lacrosse thing. It just makes me feel strong. And this is the time of year you kids would be in the playoffs and stuff. So kind of representing the local teams in Michigan today. So, yeah, so the question answer hotline, it's fun because we have, as you know, on our website, or maybe you don't know, we have a little chat box. People get to ask us questions, and people on our staff get to answer them. And Owen and I are actually directly linked to it. We have, it goes right to our phone, and we always make sure our team is on it answering your questions quickly. But we do enjoy reading questions and answers. So, Owen, this is exciting to kind of go through some of this. And we'll try to keep it, you know, as technical as possible, but we've had some really funny questions, but I don't know if we'll have time to get into the off the cuff questions. But all right, Owen, you go first.
Okay, well, first off, I guess we will just hop right into it. Question we get a lot is, how do I know which insole is right for me? Marsha, what's your answer?
Well, actually, the thing that I was so thankful, a lot of you might know this or not know this, but we brought Owen on board about 3 years ago, and we knew it was so important to have like a quiz on your website because it is so hard to buy stuff online, especially for your feet, whether it's a shoe, an insole, clothing for me is like impossible. So we could never figure out how to do a quiz and, you know, digitally that you could click on your phone and get through the answers and like, boom, there's your insole we recommend. So Owen came up with this amazing quiz. And it really narrows your quiz is pretty simple, pretty quick, and it really narrows it down to, you know, we have three types of insoles, and there's a reason for that. But I'll tee it up to Owen. Your quiz really keeps it simple for consumers to find a quick answer.
Well, thank you. Yes, this is the quiz that actually earned me a raise, so I was very happy for it. No, I'm totally joking.
No, I think you did. You definitely had your value.
It may have been part of a raise. I'm totally joking. We created it for you guys, the customer, but really it's just going to go through and ask you, you know, what activities you might be doing or what you're using the insoles for, if you have any prior symptoms. And some of the questions are good ones just for you to think about personally as well as you're picking out the insoles. And then it's going to dive into, you know, the types of shoes you're wearing them in, how they fit, the shoe size. So it's really going to help you A to Z. My only, word of advice for the insole quiz is just to make sure you have your shoes nearby or at least know the type of shoes and the shoe size. And then there's also one other kind of bonus question about if your shoe has a removable liner or not. So if you can check that out beforehand, you'll be all set. Otherwise, I think you'll still have a pretty easy time. And like Marsha says, it just takes a few minutes, and we're really confident that it's going to recommend the right insole for what you're doing.
And then to just dummy down the question, how do I know which insole is right for me? The basic reason we even have four insoles, it just depends on what type of shoe you're putting them into. That's that simple. We would love to just have one insole in inventory. And we say our full-length original is the workhorse. I mean, that's the one who has every feature and benefit. But unfortunately, that won't fit in every shoe if you don't have that removable liner. Or maybe you have a wider foot, or, you know, your foot fills up your shoe too much. So then you got to go to the 3/4. And then we recently introduced the Orange Sport, and that's designed because it's even a thinner profile. So if that full length can't fit in your shoe and it's too much volume, we have this really nice thin full length sport. So that's really dumbing it down. It just depends on what shoe you're putting it into for the fit.
Well said. It's exactly what Marcia was saying, but just to build on it a little bit, if you can take your liners out of your shoe, you're probably going to be looking at a full length insole, like the original full length insole or the Orange Sport. Then just depends, you know, are you putting in a more of a sporty shoe or more like a work boot or something you're going to stand in? And then if it doesn't have the removable liner, we have two other options as well. The 3/4 length insole and the light that it'll walk you through. So yes, please.
And those go right over the liner, right? Owen, the 3/4 and the light, they're designed to go right over the liner. That's why we created them.
Well, yeah, the idea is that if it doesn't have the liner that you can take out, so obviously you wouldn't be able to get underneath it or take it out or whatever, you just lay it right on top. So,
and that's another good question that we get a lot. Do I take the insole, the 3/4, and slide it, or even a full length, under my existing liner and stack them? And the idea is get rid of the liner, throw it away. We're replacing the liner. So I tee that up because I do get questions sometimes on that. Am I putting the liner back on as a nice little material layer? And no, you're not.
All right. Next question. I think Marcia's supposed to ask it. So bring. You've called the Orange Insoles hotline. How can I help you? This is Owen.
Hey, Owen, should I wear my insoles in just one shoe or both? Because I'm only hurting on my right foot.
Hello, and thank you for being such a loyal customer. We appreciate your phone call today. We have caller ID, so I believe this is Marcia. Marcia, to answer your question about wearing one or both insoles, we actually recommend you to wear both at all times. Okay, I'm going to be done with the airphone. So for those of you that can't see the video, you might want to watch this one, but I'm sitting here airphoning it. So I'm done with the airphone. Does that answer your question, Marcia?
It does. And I will say, yes, some people have leg discrepancies. We've written a lot of blogs and medical articles on that. However, that's where you would go and get fitted with a doctor to figure out your lift, and that would go underneath the insole. So always wear them both, no matter what, because if you don't, you're really going to cause yourself to be out of alignment and get bigger hip pain, back pain, more issues down the road.
That's well said.
That. All right. So ring, ring. I'm the next one. Oh, and I love this question when we get it. I got my scissors out. Do I need to trim them?
Great question. So I think I was actually supposed to ask you that one because I wanted you to answer the hotline. That's why I'm so go ahead. Why don't you answer the hotline? This is good practice for you.
This is where I take a lot of pride in our product because the number one competitor we have out there in the marketplace, they only have like 6 sizes, and you have to take your liner out of your shoe, line it up to theirs, get scissors out and trim them, and they even charge more for you to do that extra work. So I do take a lot of pride in this because we have true shoe size. Like we mentioned, we own a shoe store. We know that the fitting of shoes, what the different sizes and how it all works. And we really love our product because 99% of the time they are going to fit the true size of your shoe and match it up. So no, you do not need scissors, no trimming, no nothing. Fit it right in there. And if it doesn't fit, you need to contact us and we will get you a new one out immediately because we'll just change up the size for you. But 99% of the time, it will fit the shoe. So I had to tee that up because we take big pride in having quite a few shoe sizes, which makes us have a lot of inventory, but we'd rather have that and make it as simple for the consumer as possible.
Yeah, well said. Many people will just assume that insoles need to be trimmed, but like Marcia said, it's size to fit. And what very few people realize, so I guess I'll back up for a second. With our full-length insoles, for example, I'll just pick like a random size range. Let's say you're a men's 10, you're going to be in our size G, which is a men's 10 to 10.5. And what people don't realize is the difference between a 10 and a 10.5 shoe is only a couple of millimeters. So it's very small and you likely aren't able to notice it. So that's why that small size range works for your shoe and will fit perfectly at the end.
And isn't 2 millimeters the thickness of a nickel?
I'm not sure specifically.
I think it is. I think 3 millimeters is a nickel. Because when we were building insoles, we were like tweaking it to the millimeter when we built Orange insoles. And I remember it was like this much. So that And Owen working in the shoe business for much longer than I have, that's a really good comment. It's just that close in size. So, good one. Okay, who asks the next question?
Why don't you ask me the next question? Or
Okay.
wait, no, I'll ask you the next question. I'm sorry, I'm sorry. And then we'll be back on track 100%.
Okay, go.
Hi, I've had my orange insoles for a long time now and really just put them through the ringer. They come to work with me, they come home with me. I actually sleep with them at night too, just because I love them so much. But how do I clean these darn things? They're starting to smell.
Wait, oh, and actually, one of your friends, Christian, does sleep with them at night. Like, he wait. Remember back when he used to wait tables and he'd put them in his socks and would walk around to the very last minute and go to bed and he'd still have
You're
them in
right.
his socks. This is legit. These are like his slippers. And he's begging us to make orange insole slippers. Okay, that's it. I derail. One thing I will say, there's this word called Dawn dish soap. That little power spray thing is like the coolest invention ever. Just a little bit of that spray. And a cold water, and just clean them up, and just let them air dry. It's just that simple. And in a minute, I think one of the questions we get all the time is how long your insoles last. So we tee this up because they last a long time, and we'll talk about that in a minute. So sometimes you just want to clean them up. We've got a hard plastic shank in there. We're ready to go. So we'll talk about that in a moment. But it's just that simple, and just let them air dry.
Yeah, a lot of people ask like, "Hey, can I throw them in the washer and dryer?" And I've had people tell me they do that. We just really don't recommend it because when it's going to be soaked in the washer, that's going to ruin the structural integrity of the foam specifically in the top layer of the fabric. And then also just exposing it to that high level of heat in the dryer can also just negatively impact the longevity of the insoles and again the structural integrity.
Yep. True, true, true. Okay, so hopefully that answered that question. We're getting you more life out of your insole on that note. And then, Owen, sorry, my little thing went away. How do I feel? So I'm asking you this. I get this a lot. Why do I feel a bump behind the ball of my foot when I place my orange full length in? And we don't get this all the time, but some people can feel that little bit of a lift. And Owen, why is that?
Yeah, great question. And you actually might be able to notice it on any of our insoles, even the 3/4 length insoles. It's a small bump behind the ball of your foot, like Marcia said. And it's actually what we call a metatarsal pad, which is a built-in level of support that you're getting. So that raise behind your foot ultimately sits behind your metatarsal heads, and having it gently push up behind them allows your foot, or excuse me, your forefoot to splay out and more evenly distribute the pressure. You can find some insoles that have a super aggressive metatarsal pad on it, where you're really going to feel like a ball underneath your foot or just like something really, again, aggressive. But ours are, I refer to it as a subtle metatarsal pad. It's something that really everyone gets used to. I don't think I've ever really talked to anyone. Maybe there's been a couple who say, "Hey, I need to return this because I didn't get used to the metatarsal pad." But it's just a great feature. A lot of people talk about, maybe you're having some joint pain right by your toe or whatever it is, and that's a feature that, unlike many insoles, just provides a little extra support.
Well, and I think that is one of the, I know that is, between that and the deep heel cup was the reason we even created orange insoles. We could not find an insole with both of those included. And in the shoe store, we'd have to take a met pad, a piece underneath, and put it underneath an insole and like, or on top and adjust them and that type of thing. So the other thing I'll say is I just had knee surgery last week. And my ankles are so swollen, and I just wearing the orange insoles and that front med pad, giving relief and more of a balance in my toes, has really given relief to the bottom of my foot. And this is like an extreme situation because I have a swollen, I'm injured right now, and a lot of pain. But wow, I think wow, if I didn't have that relief and that balance, I can't imagine how I would feel to even get up and around and try to get some things done. So. The met pad is an everyday good thing for your body's alignment, and then it's definitely awesome when you're in a situation like I am right now trying to get better. I just wanted to tee that up. All right,
Okay,
oh.
sticking on kind of that, like you brought up your knee pain, so kind of sticking on that, do these help with heel pain or plantar fasciitis?
Yes. Well, I'm going to say yes, but I can tell you if you, I mean, I'm sure everyone has time to go scroll our reviews, but I would say half our reviews or people I talked to. I actually was at an open house last night, ran into three local doctors who promote orange insoles and carry them in their office. And we were sitting there talking about plantar fasciitis and how it honestly takes away so much relief for people. And you can get more into that detail, Owen, and why does that help plantar fasciitis?
Yeah, really quick though. So you use the term open house, and I think my understanding is that's actually like a regional term. So that's like a
Oh.
Midwestern term, open house. So what actually is an open house? And this would be something I'd be curious
Well,
to hear in the
maybe.
comments if people have thoughts.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. Well, my kids convinced me we had to have one. It's basically a huge party that the parents put on when you graduate from high school. So we kind of go over the top because at the time of all my children, I was still in the liquor industry. So we had a massive bar. Like we were just known for the good house. But anyway, so I went to a bunch of them over the weekend. This is the season when kids graduate from high school, and then you find out what their next steps are, whether they're going to vocational school, whether they're going to college, whether they're going to work in, the media world, whatever they're doing, you kind of hear what their next steps are. And it's really exciting. It's a good opportunity just to focus for a moment and let someone shine. So yes, that's where we were inside of open house. And it's really community driven. You just everybody local, whoever your neighbors are, your family. Very informal sit down dinner kind of thing. And Owen
Yeah,
was
I've just talked to
there too.
people and like I basically tell them that and they're like, "Oh, so you mean a grad party?" I'm like,
Oh, right.
"Yeah, a grad party."
Sorry. Some
Same
people
thing.
call it that. Okay. Sorry. We were at a graduation party. That does make sense. Like us saying soda and pop, depending on what part of the country you're at. I get it. Okay. All right.
Yes.
So.
So anyway, back to heel pain and plantar fasciitis. As Marsha mentioned, these are great for both of those. They're actually two of the most common foot ailments. And the reason being is a lot of the times your foot isn't able to support you properly, whether that's because your muscles aren't strong enough or even just the shape of your foot. So we've talked about flat feet on here, and orange insoles are great for your flat feet. Reason being is they have the rigid plastic shank and contoured arch, and that's going to help ultimately support your feet and keep them from overpronating or bottoming out. So if you talk to someone who has flat feet, or maybe you do yourself, usually you can ask them like, "Hey, when you walk or step, like, does your foot roll in? Does it roll out? Like, what happens?" And they'll be like, "Oh yeah, my foot crashes right in, or it, I just crush the inside of my foot." So that's where the insoles again are going to come into play, because they're going to help prevent that motion, and that's the motion that ultimately, when you're repetitively putting that extra strain on your feet, make them hurt.
Yep. And the other thing is that just after a lot of strenuous activity or you started, we were talking about getting up and get moving, and also a lot of this will pop in there, plantar fasciitis and the heel pain, just because you're straining some muscles and maybe you went too fast, too hard. And that's usually what responses and questions we'll get in the chat box is I started a new workout, I got aggressive, and shoot, now I have this pain and can this help? And one other thing I'll tee up too is a lot of these question answers are for any brand of insoles. We just know Orange. We're close to the business, so that's why we keep saying Orange insoles, Orange insoles. But we do want you to know we're trying to educate you on the insole industry as a whole and why would someone even need an insole. You don't think about that as a first turn. You think about go get the right shoe or something like that. But they'll tell you you need a shoe. And the right shoe is definitely key too, and then that what's inside of the shoe. So I just wanted to tee that up. But all right, so one quick question, which I think we almost teed up a second ago, Owen, is we get this all the time, especially from our regulars who we love. How often should I replace my insoles?
Great question. So to keep it very simple right off the bat, I would recommend you to replace them the same time as you replace your shoes. It's just a very simple way, like, "Hey, I'm getting a new pair of shoes. Here's some insoles." Now that that's been said, it really just depends on the person. Things that matter is, how often are they being used? How long are they being used? What is I guess like the structure of the person using them. There are big people, there are small people, that sort of thing. So it really just depends. There are ways to check out the insole and see if it's starting to wear down. A lot of the times the first thing that will start to go is the cushion. So you can look at the cushion and just see like, hey, is this compressed or is it still like fresh and giving me that rebound in spring, that sort of thing. So generally one shoe life, 6 to 12 months, 300 to 500 miles, that's going to be the generic answer. But what I will say is we've had so many people tell us, hey, I've had your insoles for years and I still wear them and they still have great support, that sort of thing. Or they'll literally take them out and show them and they're like, and I'm like, okay, I can tell based on that one that that one's at least like 5 years old for, you know, one reason or another, whether it's just like, you know, just looking at it. So it just depends. The first thing that breaks down is the foam, but the structural support can last a very long time and really years even, because it's made from a plastic shank.
So in a quick summary, it's either like if you're a runner, Orange Sport's an easy one. You track your miles, how many are you doing each week for whatever you're training or just feeling good. So to your point, Owen, 500 miles, when you kind of get there, take a look at what you're doing. Or if you're in construction or someone on your feet all day, a lot of you know how many steps you get in a day, which, you know, you probably do 2 to 3 miles a day on, you know, on your feet. So I always like to use the miles, but I highly recommend the 6 month point. And when you buy from our website, it's kind of neat because they'll send out a reminder at the 6 month point. It's just a good time to pull it out of your shoe and take a look, but they are made to last. So and that's what we're pretty proud of that. Like Owen mentioned at the end, that plastic shank that's in there, the EVA foam we use doesn't break down. I mean, it's designed to stay a while for sure. All right. So, oh, I love this one. What's your return policy, Owen? Do you have a happy guarantee?
Yeah, of course we do. So our return policy is really a we want you happy guarantee. So at the end of the day, we just want to make sure that you feel good about doing business with Orange Insoles. So what that means more specifically is you have 60 days to try our product, put it in your shoes, give it your best shot, go on your run, go to work. Sometimes they take time to break in, which is another question we get a lot. So break them in over the course of a couple weeks or a month or whatever it may be. And if you're not completely satisfied, you don't think that this is something that'll work for you, you can contact us and we'll do either an exchange or a return or whatever it may be that's best for you. So long story short, we guarantee everything we sell. So if you give it a try and just feel like it's not right for you, it is backed and you'll be able to return it.
And that's a good point too. Some people reach out because we'll say if you're brand new to insoles and your body's aligning, to something new under your feet, wear them just a couple hours a day. And we know it can take up to 2 weeks to wear them full time. So we're giving you 2 months to make sure this is right. But then people will contact us and go, you know what? Feels too tight in my shoe. I think I ordered the wrong one. That's fine. We'll work with you to get the right one. So we don't even charge for returns or shipping and all that. We just want to get it right for you for down the road. So I tee that up as well. I think we just have a couple more real quick. I'll let you ask me the other one, the next one.
Okay, sounds good. Next question, this is funny, it feels like you should be asking this, only because you're the female in this situation. Do you offer insoles for high heels? Now I feel like I'm going to put them in my high heels.
Well, this is the deal, ladies and gentlemen, is that when you put them in your high heels, yes, the Orange Light, it's our $25 one, it's compressed foam, and it's designed to go in a small fitting space in a shoe. Could be a cleat, could be a soccer cleat, could be an ice skate. Any of that type of spacing. And so anyway, yes, but I will say this, it will not make it all through the night. It's going to get you to midnight on your high heels and you're still going to have to bring a slip in because I can't make it past midnight. But it does get me through the night to look cute in my shoes or a long business day where you're standing up, down in meetings. It'll easily get you through that because you're getting off your feet for a small break. But I think that's what's exciting is that we have this product that is so diverse. That's why we created the Orange Light. No one else has this one. You really won't find a competitor with it. It's compressed foam, well designed and really durable and takes a beating when it comes to the athletes. So something to think about when you thought, how can I fit an insole in this small shoe or this small space? Men, your dress shoes, however you want to think about it, Orange Light will work. Give it a try. Did that answer the question, Owen, or do you want to add on to when you put it in your heels?
No, I answered the question and then some.
All right. So this is mine for you then. What insoles works best for work boots or hiking boots?
Great question. This is a very easy answer. It's going to be the Orange full-length insole. It's our best-selling insole. Great for working, standing on your feet for long periods of time, that sort of thing. What makes it so supportive and really unique, even from other insoles, is the deep heel cup. So it, of course, has the rigid shank and arch support that you're looking for, but then the deep heel cup also provides essentially a cradle for your foot, and it just helps really absorb a lot of the shock that you're experiencing throughout the day. So the combination of that with the arch support and the cushion over the top makes it the most complete option. One quick caveat or thing I'll say is if your boot doesn't have a removable liner, kind of like what we were referring to earlier in the episode, the Orange 3/4 length insole has just about all of the same support and cushioning and all the good stuff that comes with the Orange full. So many people will tell us that they'll use the Orange 3/4 length insole as well.
And I would say we're in a lot of like work boot stores, and they sell a lot of, like, I'd say 80% of it's full length, 20% of it's 3/4. So there are some people where that 3/4 works to pop over. And that's feedback we've gotten right from work boot type shoe stores. So, and also it will definitely get you through your day, having that support. That's a lot of hours on your feet and physical labor. So,
yeah. It's interesting because some people will have to break them in, like we previously mentioned, but then we also get comments and reviews that say, I put these in my shoes and right away my back pain went away, my foot pain went away, my knee pain went away. So it can be instantaneous results sometimes too, and just kind of like a flip of the switch, be that much better.
You know, sticking to the work boot category, it's interesting, because then you'd switch hats and go to, you know, we get a lot of questions, are these good for running? And I think we got more of that question prior to us launching Sport, the new Sport insole. But the full length is really good for running. It's still good for running, especially if you're dealing with some kind of overpronation or a reoccurring injury like plantar fasciitis, like we talked about earlier. But now we have that running insole, which I'll tee up to Owen, that we're super excited. We launched in February this year. That can help with your performance, be more performance-driven insole, and help with injury.
Yeah, so it's a different product compared to the Orange full-length insole. Marcia's talking about the Orange Sport insole. It has a thin athletic profile opposed to the deep heel cup. So the deep heel cup is great and supportive, but it takes up a lot of space in your shoe. So the thin athletic profile really just fits better into running shoes and other athletic shoes, but then also it has a premium foam called O-Foam, exclusive to Orange insoles, that's three times as durable as the traditional EVA foam used on our original Orange insoles, but then also just other Orange insoles, other insoles on the market. It's three times as durable, and then it also has 40% more energy return. So a lot of people are intrigued with the idea that with each step, you don't want to have too much shock absorbed because that's going to be wasted energy. So if you can get more energy return, it's going to be a more efficient stride for you, and ultimately you're going to be able to perform better. So the Orange Sport insoles really were designed with running shoes in mind and are great for those. The original Orange full-length insoles are still great for running. It's just something that you'd want to lean on for kind of like superior support, or like Marcia said, treating a specific injury or ailment.
So for me right now, when I just had two meniscus tears and a flap and all this taken out of my right leg. And when I get back to running again, I stick with the full length, not the sport, because I need the deep heel cup. I need the alignment for my body because, according to my surgeon, I'm not even supposed to be running anymore. So I'm not going to be doing marathons anymore. Needless to say. And actually, I never did a marathon. I only did a half marathon. I just sounded bigger than what I was right there for a hot second. But
Well, you
anyway,
got to
I
give
teed
yourself
that
the credit. Hold on. You got to give yourself the credit. Half marathon's very impressive. So
Well, I wanted to do a
another
full
thing,
length.
Ellen's a literal marathon runner, and that's okay. So
I did want to do a full length. I meant full marathon, but your dad said I don't have the time on my schedule at the time, so I couldn't do it. But anyway, so, Owen, switching gears real quick. This is an interesting question. Can I use orange insoles in multiple pairs of shoes? And there's a quick answer and a caution answer. So, do you want to take that one?
yeah, the quick answer is yes. Feel free to move them from shoe to shoe, that sort of thing. But if you do find that you want to move them from multiple shoes, or excuse me, move them from shoe to shoe, it's probably best to just get multiple pairs. Reason being is one, I mean, of course, it's a big inconvenience to be like, okay, I need to get out the door right now. Oh, wait, my insoles are in my shoes that are upstairs or whatever it is. Unfortunately, we all don't plan as well as we'd like to. But then also, it just gives the insoles a break. It allows the foam to decompress again and essentially restore. And then also, your foot is generally going to be sweaty or produce some sort of moisture. So it just gives it a time to dry out and once again, like I said, essentially restore. So what you'll find is if you don't just move them shoe to shoe and essentially wear them all the time, or instead get a few different pairs and just keep them in your shoes that. Or the each different shoe that you're wearing, that ultimately they'll last longer. So, long story short, yes, put them in different shoes if you want. If you want to get the most use of them, maybe consider getting a pair for each shoes.
My caution would be, you can move them shoe to shoe, but will they fit the shoe? I bring that up because I have my cute little running shoe that I bop around town in for errands. I'm not running in it or working out in it. But when you go to a running shoe, they always size you up a half a size for your shoe. So now that insole won't fit right in all those shoes if you know what I'm saying. So that's where I tee up caution for the full length. The three quarter, you'll probably just be fine, but the full length, it may not fit shoe to shoe depending on the shoe size. So that's the other thing. I'm a 9.5 for running, and I'm an 8.5 to 9 in my casual walking shoe that I hang out in. So that would just be the other caution is how does the fit work for you so you're not finding yourself not feeling comfortable later. So, okay, good. I think we just have a couple more, and then this is a really good one, like we were talking about earlier in the medical community. You know, are these like custom orthotics? And that's a great question.
It is a good question. Like custom orthotics is kind of a broader question. I mean, what exactly does that mean? But yeah, I mean, they are similar to custom orthotics. Sorry, my dog just walked down, so I'm petting him. But they are similar to question. I need to get this. They're
Hi,
similar
Matt.
to custom orthotics in the sense that one, a lot of custom orthotics have a deep heel cup built into them. Talking to podiatrists, this is what I've come to understand. It's one of the most common, I guess, like features. But then also they have the contoured arch, generally some sort of cushioning and that sort of thing. All of those things are available on the orange insole as well. It's not going to be quite as precise because of course they're looking specifically at the shape of your foot. And there are some advantages to that, but I guess what we say is, you know, approximately 90% of the problems can be solved with over-the-counter orthotics opposed to custom. Or in other words, you don't necessarily need to go to custom for every problem. You might be able to get away with the far less expensive over-the-counter orthotic or orange insole.
And I would say we haven't done an official legal survey on that comment. That's just what the medical community, where we're in these offices, has told us that they love our insole. It's economical for their patients to purchase that before they get into a $300 to an $800 custom insole. So, you know, we're not medical, you know, backgrounds, but we just have dealt with this and we work with the medical community to have them educate us on what their thoughts are on our product and how to make it better and how to articulate it to our chat box when people ask questions. So, all right. So, and then this is a good one on because I think you fall in this camp. And then I think this is our last one. We do get this quite a bit is are your insoles good for wide feet, someone with wide feet or wide shoes?
Yeah, great question. This is what I tell people. I wear a size 11 and a half extra wide. So super wide foot, and I love orange insoles, so they are great for wider feet. The original full-length insole is going to be more fuller fitting compared to the new Orange Sport. So I would probably direct you more towards that opposed to the Orange Sport, again for a wider foot. But I also wear the Orange Sport in my wide shoes and I like them. You could also even try the 3/4 length insole, because that's still going to support your arches, but then it allows more room in the toe box, so it doesn't take up as much space and ultimately squeeze your toes.
And I would say our final question we get all the time, what color are your insoles going to be? Owen?
Yeah, we do get that sometimes. What color are your insoles? And I don't know if they're just trying to make a funny joke or
They are. I like it.
some people might be serious. I don't know, but
No, they're being funny.
it's a funny one.
But I know everyone knows that story when we sat down and we were like, people come into the shoe store and they'll say, I need a new insole. We're like, great. Which one do you use? And they're like, I don't know the name of it, but it's blue, it's green. They named it by color. So that's why we decided to name our company by a color, because that's how the consumer talks about it. So we sat down as a family, and I think you were 16 when we did this, and decided what color to do it. And we live by Michigan State, so we didn't want green. We were Hoosiers. Owen's dad's a Hoosier, I'm a Hoosier, so we were like, maybe red, but we just liked orange. We came up with orange. It's vibrant, it's energy, it feels good. And so that's how we picked orange. And all of them are orange. We keep it simple around here. All right, I love it. All question and answers. Feel free to pop another question in the box if we didn't answer it. And look forward to our next podcast next week, right, Owen?
Yeah, well said. We are in the process of lining up a few guests, so stay tuned. One of them, I guess I'll tell you directly, is going to be able to tell you all about running clubs and team playmakers and that sort of thing. We're going to have the head of Team Playmakers on, and then there's one other featured guest that we're working on. I'm not going to put it out into the air yet until it's scheduled, so stay tuned.
Awesome.
All right, we'll see you all next time.